How much time till we're on?
Ron, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia, train for the sport you play, building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day.
Yes. Hello. Welcome to it. It is a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day. Matt Rogers is having a lay down this afternoon and joining me in the studio for a special edition of Sports Day tonight is the one and only...
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
Yes. Scotty Sattler. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back, Woogie.
Hello, mate. How good's maths been?
Yeah, I love it.
Are we allowed to talk about it? Or what are
my favourite's Cassandra at the moment.
Mine's Lucinda, who I've nicknamed Beck.
Mm. She's the girl from Byron Bay. But welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Daddy's whinging already in the background.
So Bali for 8 or 9 nights or something.
Yeah, nine nights over in Bali. Yeah.
Behave myself. Celebrate Australian Day over there. It was a good Australia
Day. Yes, you're allowed to celebrate Australia Day in Bali.
It was
refreshing.
You don't feel like you're going to offend anyone if you celebrate Australia Day.
But I tell you what, Australians are very good at celebrating Australia Day.
Yep.
Overseas.
Mm. Oh, I've got to say, the songs at the start of the segments, Daddy Vass was throwing his own little modern
doof
songs. Yeah.
That stopped anyway because it is Jason Matthews and...
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
Scotty Sattler on the show tonight. How good's she? You know my favourite part from her last night?
What was that?
Was when our mate said to him, where are you from? And she says,
I'm from Byron.
Byron. I'm from Byron. He goes, oh.
He's like, God. Anyway, welcome to the show. Big one coming up. Thanks to our mates at Kia, World Gym Australia, and Nutrien Ag Solutions going further for Australian farmers. Hello to all our listeners around the country, wherever you are, SEN Network through 1170 Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, SEN Track, Fanatic, the SEN app, all of our listeners through SENZ in New Zealand. Are you going to get Wayne Bennett as your national coach? That's the news I've come back to.
Please don't.
That is the break. Is that the biggest news?
New Zealand Rugby League, please. I mean, I love Wayne and he'd be great wherever he goes, but we'll talk about it a little bit later on. Wayne. Please don't. Mm.
Well, it'd be ridiculous if Wayne does become the coach because didn't they want a New Zealand coach and they got rid of Madge? Is that the reason? Or is this just Wayne doing what Wayne does? Talks to a journalist, they float the idea on behalf of Wayne and see how it sticks before he decides whether to go for it or not. Is this classic Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello?
Controlling the narrative, but I mean, like I said, he'd be great to have, but I don't think New Zealand need him. But anyway.
And that 3-hour flight, that 3-hour flight would take it out of him too, I reckon.
Absolutely. Hello? And mate, he'd be in economy as well.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. No. The whole team would be in economy and Wayne would have business class roped off to himself. Hey, listen, Super Radio Network listeners as well, hello to you. And if you're in New Zealand, we'd love to get your thoughts on Wayne Bennett as the coach of the New Zealand team. 8833 is your text number. If you're in Australia, you want to get involved in anything, 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. Get us on the socials afterwards as well. Sports Day SEN on TikTok. I've been watching. I tell you what, hats off to Daddy.
Mm.
Overseas, you know I like to unplug so much so that I've lost my SIM card from my phone. Right, but the thing, and who's ringing me? My wife.
Is it true that you lost your SIM card? There's been two accusations. One, you got in an altercation with a monkey.
Bubbles.
And the other one was that it's somewhere between the bacon and the sausages at the buffet.
Look, I wish the monkey story was true.
Yeah.
I did lose my SIM day one at the breakfast buffet. I was excited.
Mm.
Is fish for breakfast acceptable?
No.
Oh, I think it is.
No, I don't think it is.
It was in a beautiful...
No.
Beautiful sauce as well.
Mm-mm.
Fish for breakfast is a thing. I mean,
health wise, it should be, but
not the sauce. This wasn't healthy at all. But no, I did lose it. But anyway, I was watching a lot of the TikToks, and I tell you what a star-studded lineup, Kalen Ponga. I love the stuff that you guys did with Todd Carney. I thought it was amazing. It really was refreshing.
There was really good feedback also from the listeners on the text line. It was outstanding, and I had people walking up to me in the street for a few days after saying, "I listened to the podcast, outstanding, how good's Toddy Carney?" I had this image of him, but yeah, he's a tremendous guy, Todd. And yeah, his admission that he's got a young child, he's got a partner, he just had to grow up.
Yeah, no, I think
the thing for Toddy is that he probably thinks it would have liked for it to have happened while he was playing.
Mm.
To give you that other responsibility and not be so selfish as well. So, and you just think about yourself when you don't have those other responsibilities. So, but I tell you what, he still carved out a pretty promising career. Dally M medal winner in 2010, a grand final.
And I thought harshly dealt with because he didn't hurt anyone from his own reputation.
No, he shouldn't have been deregistered. But anyway, you know.
Well, nothing you can do about now. But if you want to catch up on any of those interviews, go to our socials. TikTok Sports Day SEN, Instagram SENQ, X Sports Day NSW. Tonight, Roosters assistant Justin Holbrook will be joining us on the show. I will refrain, I promise you, because we love Titsy. Good man. I won't ever mention South.
Don't play the song, lots of stuff.
You don't reckon?
No, it's disrespectful.
He's not a Rooster.
Rooster Mars will just get right in your goats.
How is the whack pack?
Yeah, good. They're going good.
Are they? What have they been up to?
Rooster Muzz gets off the bit. He's been off the bit a little bit.
Yeah, he's in the loose units, isn't he?
Yeah, Steve from Dubbo's been off the bit against Rat. Just can't stand Rat.
And so how many times did Rat slag Parramatta?
Oh, yeah, no, he just gets under the skin of Steve pretty easy.
Yeah.
Glenn had his greatest call of all time.
I don't believe it.
No, it was outstanding. Outstanding it was.
That's a big claim. Mm. What was it about?
I can't remember. But it was really good. He got through to the end. But then he fell in a hole the next night. So,
He fell in a hole.
Yeah, the whack packer going really good.
Okay.
Crime scene's been off the bit.
Has he?
Yeah.
What do you say off the bit? You mean good or bad?
No, rank. Like just.
What's rank?
Well, I mean, yeah, they get passionate about something and they just let you know it. So crime scene's been.
Hey, for those listening through SEN too, by the way, there's a rumour going around that Joel and Fletch have turned up to work this week. Is that?
Well, it's a rumour.
Okay.
I did hear them, but I didn't know whether it was just like a...
I'd be tape.
Whether it was taped or it was an old segment.
Well, they're just using our segments.
Yeah.
So, hey, there's a new rugby doco that's come out. Six Nations. Yeah.
Have you not watched it?
No.
No, there's a new documentary on Netflix called Six Nations. Now, I'm not I can't watch a lot of rugby. I find it a very negative game. Appreciate the history of the game as well. But this Six Nations documentary on Netflix is unbelievable. It follows all of the teams in the Six Nations, of course. It's really good. I thought this was a G-up, okay? And this will be part of our what.
Well, let's do it now. Let's kick it off now with it.
So we have got what tonight, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So one of my whats was there is a new rugby doco on the referees in the World Cup for rugby.
What?
Are you serious?
Oh, honestly. I started watching it just to, I wanted to give it some respect.
Why would you do that?
Because, I don't know, I just want to look at all angles. I got 7 minutes in and I thought it was a comedy.
Are the touchies included? Because they shouldn't be, right?
No, touchies are included.
Ah, now I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm. Why would you make a documentary and include touch judges? The most redundant officiating in the business.
Now, they're probably a little bit more because you get your line outs and.
Oh, yeah, they've got to hold the flag. They're always 10 minutes behind the play as well, the rugby touchies, because you see the ball go along and they come around. Here it is, guys. Mark it here. And then they mark the ground.
Why do they always talk like that?
I don't know.
I always ask you this.
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. But yeah, it's also about sending a message. Yeah, they need more officials, which when you look at it in a serious note.
Oh, this will get them in.
Well, it's giving great exposure to them. But I've got to say the Rugby World Cup officiating was pretty poor. and there's a documentary on it. So
right, yeah. Can I throw one of my what's in?
Yeah.
Just the have a listen to this idiot.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers and access to abortions. This alone is a threat to our democracy. It just shows that you people do not care about our children, and that these are the same people who refuse to obey the science and get fully vaccinated. It's science, people.
Can you keep up?
Science.
What's the science?
Gee,
rugby. He's one of the rugby refs.
Yeah. Okay.
Mate, what is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
How does that end up in my feed on Instagram?
Well, you need to ask yourself that question.
Have you got a what for us tonight? 0457 736 736. Man boobs has been on the text already. How come we didn't hear you commentate on the Big Bash final at the mighty Brisbane Heat one? You said you would be on with Casper. No, I was on holidays.
Yeah, he went to Bali instead.
There's which was bad timing. Which was bad timing.
Terrible timing.
Yeah, well, only a small window of opportunity. I had like a week and a half.
Yep.
I had to be back for the misso.
Yep.
So I had no choice. Mate, I loved calling the Brisbane Heat games, and I missed the two finals at the Gold Coast, which, yeah, annoyed me. But what could I do about it? But yeah. What a great win by the Heat.
It was
Watch
amazing.
That in Bali.
Amazing game. It was. Did you find a screen?
Yeah, somehow it got beamed in. Must be a special. There are different special satellites, I think, in Bali on their
TV. Special satellites.
Yeah, because every pub has every sport that you wouldn't think.
Mm.
I was in a, can I say this?
I don't know. I didn't even know what you're going to say, so I can't give you permission.
I was in a pub one day, and they had horse racing on.
Yeah.
And there's a bookie set up.
In the bar. Yeah, nice. Used to happen here quite often.
I'm going.
In Australia.
I just love it. It's lawless.
Mm.
Hey, listen, we want to talk about a few other things. The top news tonight. We've got a call, have we?
Yeah, Leroy from New Zealand.
All right, let's get Leroy on. Hello, Leroy.
How you going, Willie?
Hello, Leroy.
Good to talk
here
to
we
you,
go.
Gentlemen.
Try that again. Leroy, talk to us.
How are you, Leroy?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes,
mate.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, mate?
Gisborne.
Oh, that's right, Gisborne, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Hey, I think the difference with Madge was that he was going to try and do both jobs, for New South Wales and the Kiwis.
Yeah.
But with Bennett, well, he's coming off his contract at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a good thing if, because there's really no one that can step in to do the Kiwi job at this stage.
Well, there's...
You know, Stace hasn't had that much.
Yeah, there's Leroy, there's Nathan Kalis, who was one of Madge's assistants and has been in the NRL systems for a while. And actually, from all reports, a really, really smart coach and really well-respected as well. So, yeah, there's one there. But I've got to say, I've got to admit with you, they're not jumping out of the ground. But in saying that,
no.
I think Kalis would be... So do you think New Zealand are still not at that stage where they can stand on their own two feet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Certainly for myself.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they were interested in a job, you know, Nathan and Stacey, if they were interested in a job, things would have started leaking out of the media. But there's been no talk about them. Soon as Wayne's come on, he come out in the media, all of a sudden, you know, people are getting up in arms about it. But, yeah, I was just listening to Graham Lowe talking this afternoon, and he's for Wayne Bennett.
Okay.
You know?
Hello?
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right,
I think that's going to be a good move if they do.
All right, yeah. Leroy.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Leroy.
See you, mate. Kiwi listeners, what do you reckon? 045, oh, sorry, 8833 if you're in New Zealand. Or 1-800-01-1170. Quickly, before we get to the big news, I know you want to rip about Waria Hargrave, so we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
Brad from Ballina wants to talk cricket and TV shows. Go for it, Brad.
Hey, were you guys talking about that TV show?
Maths?
Don't know the name of it, the new ones that just came on.
Yeah, maths.
No, I think he's talking about the. Are you talking about the referees?
No. It was like, and the chick goes, "I'm from Byron."
Yeah, maths.
I'm from Byron.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I grew up in Byron, mate. I abhor those bloody TV shows.
But hang on,
they're disgusting. I haven't seen any of them. I don't wish to watch any of them, and. If you watch those sorts of shows, you lose an IQ every time.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
Hey, Brad, there's actually a Byron real estate show, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's horrible.
No, it's pretty cool. Like, if you bought a property in Byron,
say like a
20
one,
years ago,
like a
imagine what it'd be worth now.
A bedsitter there is worth about $8 million, isn't it?
So you're from Ballina, so Lennox. I love Lennox. It's a beautiful part of town, isn't it, Brad?
Yeah, I grew up in Byron, but. I had to move south because I couldn't afford to live in Byron, mate.
There you go.
Hey, mate, quick one. You got a cricket story?
Mate, I've just re-found my love for summer cricket, BBL, test matches.
Yeah, good on
just,
you.
Just unbelievable, mate. Go to the West Indies.
How good was that? How good was that? Like, that's...
Oh, it's poor. It's bad that we got beaten, but you got to sit back and admire, you know, these... part-time players doing what they're doing.
And a bloke with a broken toe takes 7 for any second test match. Mm. Like, how good is that for the advertisement of test cricket? I still think test cricket's the pinnacle, and I love the Big Bash. I think the Big Bash has been wonderful this summer.
Yeah.
It's been reinvigorating for me to enjoy not only the Big Bash, because I'm a Broncos boy, and I guess I'm going for the Brisbane Heat now, because I never really sort of followed those smaller cricket games. I grew up on test matches and 50-50s, you know?
Yeah, good stuff.
So it was just, I enjoyed the BBL, and I enjoyed the victory by the West Indies.
Hey, mate. Brad, thanks for your call. Don't forget the first ODI against the West Indies live on SEN this Friday, mate, the day nighter, so enjoy that. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Well done, Brad. I wonder if he follows the Byron Bay Red Devils. Or the Ballina Seagulls. Hey, former premiership.
I rang up a while ago.
Yeah, you did too.
About that. And who was on there? Who coaches Byron now? What's his name?
Toddy Carney.
Yeah. So I went and watched them play at Seagulls last season.
Yep.
In Ballina.
Yeah.
And I was in the grandstand screaming out, "Go to the Bay!" Because I had to go for me. For the team that I grew up with as a young fella.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, mate, we've got to run. Hey, Brad.
Support the locals.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Call us anytime, Brad. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Mate.
Cheers, there you go.
Former premiership winning coach, Australian coach Chris Anderson.
Yes.
Won at comps at Bulldogs and Melbourne.
There you go.
He's coaching the Mullumbimby Giants.
There you go.
In the Northern Rivers.
How good's that, though?
That's amazing.
Imagine rocking up to training and going, this will be easy. Oh, no. Imagine if Desi turned up to coach. Hey, very quickly. Your ludicrous idea that Waria Hargraves should be playing in Vegas.
Well, Rat fired up last night. He sort of started it off and then he was sort of more or less saying, and I tend to agree that if you want to try and advertise and showcase the NRL, you want to the American public, you want the loosest units out there, because that's what the way the NFL defensive players play. And you don't want him doing anything illegal, but... He's got 1 week to go on a suspension. He got 7 weeks last year, 2 charges in the game against West Tigers, missed the last game of the season, finals plus the Pacific Championships.
Yep.
He's got 1 game to go. I think we should start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, shut up.
I think the 1 week should be replaced with a fine, and Jared Waria Hargraves should be allowed to play in Vegas and just, again, not illegal, but just get the eyes rolling, send him out there, just upset the apple cart a little bit. That's what the Americans would love him.
Yeah, but this is based on a man crush that you have. First of all, it's ridiculous that he got to serve some of his suspension over the Pacific Nations.
That's great.
How can you serve your suspension when you're not available for selection? That's not club football. That's international football.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't have counted towards that.
I want to use as many games as possible that our players can use to try and squeeze the juice out of the suspensions.
No, it's not fair.
Test matches, like trials at the start of the year, like All-Stars games, they should be used because we want our best players on the field.
What happened to the time when you could use the last trial as a Like South and St. George used to be able to use the Charity Shield, right?
Yeah, the last trial, which is regarded as a fully fledged NRL game, a lot of the sort of closest team you'll have to round one, yeah, you could use it. But for some reason, that's been taken out of the equation now. I think the All-Stars game has as well. And I mean, I know the game will survive and game one, round one, will be great in Vegas. I think it'll be outstanding. But having Jared Rhea Hargraves out there, GoFundMe page.
Oh, stop it.
We'll start one on our Sports Day
we're not starting one. Hey, listen, we'll talk to Titsy. Justin Holbrook's joining us, the assistant coach at the Roosters soon. I'll flag it with him, see what he thinks. But mate, it's ridiculous. It's just a man crush. Settle down. The game will be fine in Vegas. That's, of course, if people can get in the country. Is he cleared to get into the country? Has he got any issues?
Fine. Yeah.
I mean, you can go via Mexico anyway and just walk over the
exactly.
border.
Exactly, yeah.
So it doesn't
or
matter.
Canada and down. Yeah.
No, Canada border's tight. It's the Mexican border. Anyone can come in now.
Mm. Oh, under Biden.
Yeah.
Don't get political. Don't get political.
All right, break time. We've got to go to break. When we come back, some more news around rugby league next.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The all-electric Kia EV9. Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to it. This is Sports Day, Wednesday night. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews in here. Geez, your texts are flying through. 0457 736 736 in Australia, 8833 in New Zealand. Or you can call us 1300 01 1170. Kirribilli Panther not agreeing with my Australia Day comments at the top of the show, but I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole can of worms that we've been through over the last month. I don't want to go there. But respect your opinions, Kirribilli Panther. Sats, what else has come through?
Well, we've got a lot here about Jared Weary Hargraves, also Wayne Bennett. G'day, Shaggers. The Reptile says, I don't think rugby league in New Zealand really needs Wayne. Wayne is a kind of coach to get the team back on track, but the team is travelling awesome. Think they need New Zealand-born coach to keep it in the juniors. Reptile, I agree with you. Like I said, I love Wayne, and I think Wayne should be at most clubs if the position was available. But you hit the nail right on the head. Wayne's really good at starting clubs up or going into clubs and just shuffling the deck chairs a little bit and getting the people in he needs and enticing players to come to the club. He did a great job at the Dragons when he did it. He did a great job at the Broncos when they first went in the comp in 1988. He was only a very young coach then. He was coaching in Canberra and left Canberra to go back and coach Brisbane. So, he gets a lot of clubs back on their feet. It doesn't have anything to do with the finances, but just from a purely a performance point of view. And Reptile, yeah, exactly right. I think New Zealand Rugby League should look at some really good candidates that are willing to put their hands up and that are still coaching in the NRL on a consistent basis now as an assistant coach and give them a shot. I mean, they've got some really good senior players in that New Zealand side as well.
I agree with you 100% as well, Sats. I think it's a good one. I like this Stepper at Redcliffe. He's one of my favourite listeners. Is he what he's quite intelligent.
Stepper's in the Goodwill Huntings.
Right. If you get suspended in the NRL competition, you should serve your time in that comp, not in rep games. Sats, I think you're wrong. Stepper, you're in the Goodwill Huntings.
Well, Stepper, you're in the whack pack.
No, he's not.
Yep.
No, he's right though, mate.
You're officially an imbecile, Stepper.
I just don't understand how someone Stepper, don't listen to him. He made one tackle. Don't worry about it. Listen. If you get suspended in the NRL and then you serve most of your suspension, because it would have been picked for New Zealand.
So you get suspended in Origin.
Yeah.
Do you have to wait for the next Origin series to serve it?
No, because that's different.
Oh, is that different?
Yeah, because we're not talking international rugby league here.
Yep.
Are you telling me that they would have picked Weary Hargraves for New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely.
They seemed to do all right without him.
Yeah, they did, absolutely. But they may have won 40-0.
Oh, shut up. All right, give us another text.
JWH, if you want to play, stop being a grub of a player and getting suspended. JWH is the only one to blame and not an enforcer, just a big grub. That's Kanara. Kanara's been off the grid bit as well.
No, I agree with him, though.
Yeah. But I think they're all sitting in the same public bar somewhere, all of them.
Maria Hargraves, though, but that's how he plays. He plays that risky. Yeah, I get it. And I admire it.
No apologies about it. I've got to say, he's been that player over the number of the years. He's been that alpha male, the silverback gorilla that protects his side.
He'll
always do it. He'll continue to do it. And the Roosters know it.
You live by the sword, though. You die by the sword.
Well, that was very poetic.
I read that on a T-shirt somewhere. Is Woogie hopeful of Tay-Tay making the trip from Japan to Vegas for the Super Bowl, being her number one fan?
She will. Apparently, Brisbane Eel. She'll arrive because she's doing a concert in Tokyo.
Yeah, I think it finishes on the Friday.
Yeah, so she'll get there by the Saturday afternoon, which is great news for everyone involved.
Oh, isn't it great?
Do you think she'll perform?
No, she won't.
Should I do it?
No. She won't perform because she won't leave the corporate box.
Hmm.
Oh, geez, she's going to ruin Super. When you found out...
No, she's a good kid, mate.
No, when you found out...
Yeah.
No, nothing against Tay-Tay, but it just takes the...
It's not her fault. It's the broadcaster's fault.
Okay, can I say one thing? I used to enjoy Super Bowl. That was my... Like, the NFL was my thing that I had that the family didn't have.
Yep.
Now my daughters are talking to me about it and telling me that Travis Kelce's only famous because of her.
But they're just leading you on there. That's all that social media stuff, trying to get you to bite. But we have got some Taylor Swift product in our What segment.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, there's a couple of Taylor Swift things, which are dead set whats. Right. Did you hear that? I don't know how they monetize this, okay?
Yeah.
Other than when there's commercial deals being signed and contracts are coming through the door. But, yeah, they try and monetize things like digital and social media activation, all these new modern phrases.
Yeah.
That apparently since her and Travis Kelce have been going out, she's added over $340 million to the NFL and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, get lost.
I don't know how they monetize it, but...
Taylor's people probably put out a media conference or some... Yeah. 15-year-old girls just made up the figure like my kids do. Break time. This is Sports Day. Justin Holbrook standing by, the new assistant coach at the Roosters. He joins us next.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric 7-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Backle just 9 metres out from the try line. Holbrook gets a try on debut. The halfback scoots over. Newcastle get try number one.
Jeez, we had to go back to the archives to dig that little beauty up, didn't we?
Oh, you know what? And I've spoken about this before. The Newcastle Knights, Joey was out one day and they played the Brisbane Broncos in front of 70,000 at Marathon Stadium. And our next guest put an absolute clinic on this day.
I mean, he did, and he's now the PNG, well, incumbent.
National coach,
yep. And he's also the assistant coach at the Roosters. No doubt we've interrupted him having a yak milk latte in Bondi somewhere. Mm. One of our favourites, Justin Holbrook. Welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Justin. It's weird calling you Justin, but... You've been in Sydney before with coaching roles. You're back there now with the family. You're settled in. Everything going okay?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, obviously we've lived here before we went to England, and it was a bit of a long transition. The family finished school, or the kids finished school, obviously up the Gold Coast, but all down here now and settled and looking forward to this season.
So your experience with the PNG side through the Pacific Championships, how'd you find that?
Mate, it was awesome. I obviously loved it. Finishing up with the Titans and not doing nothing for a couple of months, it was a great opportunity to get back into coaching. And obviously, as everyone talks about up in PNG, they are very fanatical about the game, and it just brought a lot of excitement back into me, you know, to go up there with the responsibility of being their national coach and having the Pacific Test up there. I went up there first of all for their local Digicel Cup Grand Final. I'd never been before, so I wanted to get up there and get a bit of a lay of the land and see what it was like. And the game itself was a great experience. So obviously then a couple of weeks later up there for the PM's game against the Aussies, and that was fantastic. Obviously, you know, you saw when the Aussies arrived, they were like rock stars, and we put in a really good performance and had a couple of weeks off and then the Pacific Tests and were good enough to to beat Fiji in the final. So it was a great experience. One I really enjoyed, you know, just hearing about the local players and obviously their tough upbringings and their limited rugby league and how late they are in age of playing. And, you know, it was very humbling and enjoyable. And yeah, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, it's a massive privilege. Now, I've had mates that have been involved with the Fijian side, whether it's the men's or the women's. And coming from Australia, obviously, you got to go through some sort of, they call it hazing in some countries, don't they? Where they basically just had to try some of the local delicacies. And in Fiji, of course, it's the kava, the drink. So with you, did you try the betel nut?
No, I didn't, mate. And the players, they call me a bit of a sook for not trying it, but jokingly. But no, I didn't try it. No, obviously it's pretty popular up there with the locals. But no, I didn't worry about that, chaps.
Hey, Justin, after having you know the experience of coaching the national side, if PNG gets that 18th licence, would you be putting your hand up, do you think, down the track to coach the first grade team?
Well, I'm not too sure. I obviously loved, as I just said, I love coaching the Kumuls in the national competition, against Fiji and the Cook Islands and the Australians. So I really enjoy that. As for if they're the new franchise, I'm not sure. You know, they'll have a process of their own if they get the nod and become the 18th team. So I'm not looking too far down the track with that. But I will say I hope they do get in. I think one thing they got a lot of sort of corporate backing up there. They're very well resourced up there with their land, and they got some really sort of, well-off companies that would get right behind. And I think even when we played the games, the corporate areas were the ones that sold out instantly. And obviously then the general public, they don't earn a lot of money up there. But in terms of the top end, there's some good financial backing behind them. And obviously, as you all know, the Australian government will help out there. So I think I'd love to see them get in. I think there's enough players up there that they can make a real force of it. They've got about, there's probably 10 or 11 now over in Super League next season. So, there's enough talent there that in a couple of years' time, they'd be ready to be. And I think it'd be great for the game, as I said, to witness it up there briefly and just see how passionate they are. And that's only in the capital there of Port Moresby. They reckon up in the Highlands is just even more crazier for rugby league, and we didn't have time to get up and visit up there. So, I hope they do get in. But sticking me in, I'll just wait to see what happens down the track.
Imagine being a referee that referees a game if they did get in the NRL and you gave them a decision that lost them the game. I wonder if they'd let you back through customs. There's no way in the world they let you out of the country.
Well, it's quite funny because they make sure one thing I wouldn't say I didn't like, but they make sure the visiting teams are really well looked after. Like, we had some great dinners when Fiji and the Cook Islands and put on a big show. I was saying the opposite. I was saying, like you said, no, just put them in the local rough hotel and give them a rough, But the fans, they're lovely people there. They really embrace it. You would have seen like Bukasivo and guys like that. They were just like gods up there, even though they're from Fiji. And I'm thinking, hey, we're playing these blokes. Don't be so nice to them. But hopefully if they get in, it'd be nice if the referees were a bit biased towards them. Be good.
One of my favourite nightclubs is over there, the La Mana Hotel. Amazing.
You've got a favourite, for a bloke who doesn't drink, you've got a favourite nightclub everywhere. Well, you are the most boring person I know.
I love to dance. Now, you're back at the Roosters, Justin, and you've worked with Trent Robinson before, but now you've gone away, you've experienced head coaching in the UK and also at the Titans, and you come back under Trent Robinson again. As an experience as a coach is what he is, do you still see a guy like him evolving in different parts of the game since you've returned? Like, is there any noticeable nuances in his coaching?
Oh, definitely. Trent's someone that's always looking to get better. And, I mean, his work ethic and all that's still the same. He's very detailed. As you mentioned, I've been there before. So my first time around, I've sort of said previously, I was grateful for the opportunity to work at the Roosters. And now coming back there, I feel it's in a different space. Like, Trent's obviously, needs a bit more help there, and they haven't had the best of years for their standards, the Roosters. So in terms of my experience going out, as you mentioned, England and Gold Coast, I feel like I've come back a better coach for the Roosters, and I'll do my role there. But yeah, Trent's always looking at ways of getting better and learning and things like that. So asks a lot of questions and gets a lot of opinions from the rest of his staff. But in the end, you know, he's obviously a great leader and has been for a long time.
Now, Justin, we were looking at the predicted round one game, a team for the Roosters. And let's just throw Jared Warrior-Hargraves in there for argument's sake.
But he's not playing.
Yeah, no, when it comes to round two, round three, whatever. It is one of the most impressive sides on paper. We were talking about earlier on. And one of the noticeable differences, of course, is you've got Joseph Suolii on one wing, potentially, and then Dom Young on the other, coming from Newcastle. I mean, he's been a great inclusion. What's he like up front as an athlete?
Yeah, you'd love him, Sats. He's a great specimen. He's a big, good-looking man. If it was a thoroughbred, you'd pay millions of dollars for him. So, look, Dom's he's just got that physique that he's blessed with, as well as electrifying speed. So, and as you said, Joseph Suolii, he's an absolute athlete as well. The guys can. They can jump so well, and obviously Toops has been doing it for 10 or 12 years, so we're blessed with athleticism in the outside backs, that's for sure. And obviously, it's for myself really enjoyable to be these guys sort of run around and do what they do. It's going to be an exciting year for us at the Roosters, and obviously the other sort of new recruit, Spencer Lenu, like he's so powerful. You just sort of watch him at training and he's really impressive. So look, every side's, you know, we all know that. Everyone's happy with preseason. They've always trained hard and prepared well. But yeah, I'm really excited about this year.
Yeah, I reckon Spencer is probably one of the buys of the off season. I think he's an outstanding get. He was amazing in that grand final. Sats is pushing it all week and last week that Warrior Hargraves should be playing in the game in Vegas, which is just absolute rubbish, Justin. He shouldn't be. He's got to serve his suspension.
No,
you
he's
do
just
your crime.
Give him a fine.
You do the time. He just wants him to be given a fine. Will you still take him to Vegas, or is he moping around the club like he's going to miss out?
No, well, I hope Sats gets his way. I think we'll get Sats a job at the NRL as well, so we can get Jared playing round one. But he's still going to come over. He'll be still part of the
security.
You know, I think we're taking. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he'll be security for us. But yeah, he's part of the travelling squad that we're taking over. Look, he's a great leader, as you guys know. He's been playing a long time now, and got a lot of respect from all the staff and players. So to have a guy like that with his experience on that trip will be great for us. So he'll be there.
After the game, Justin, how long till you come home? Do you, because you get the weekend off the following week, which is the rest of the round one competition. So do you stay over a couple of days, or have they got you on a plane pretty much within 24 hours?
Yeah, we come home the next day. So we have plenty of time over there. I think we have 10 days in total. So we're going well before. Which is great. I think we're based in LA for about a week and train majority of the time there, then get to Vegas just for a couple of days. So yeah, only the one night after the game, Sat. So I've already I'm played the pokies for about 30 years. I plan on going in there just hoping there's a big link at the top that says 20 million or something. I'm just lucky enough to play one line, one credit, and win the major link or something. So after a win, of course.
You win some and you lose more. I just want to add one other thing. Are you sharing the plane with the other teams?
I'm not too sure what flights they're on. I know I'm pretty sure we're all in the sort of same area once we get to Vegas, but I'm not too sure with the other three sides. I don't think they're all going directly the same time as us, no, and I don't think we're all staying in the same area until a few days out at Vegas.
Who gets the business class seats? Titsy, who gets them?
No, I don't think I do, unfortunately. But
you've only got little legs. You don't need the extra space.
Right. No, that's right. I don't complain. I'm just happy to be going. I'm pretty excited to be on the trip. So, I'm pretty sure the players do, and they need it. Yeah, so they'll get looked after. And, just happy to get over there. I think it's great for the game. I just think even if you're back here, just something much more exciting about round one when it's somewhere like that. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to be a part of it. But even if we weren't, you know, a lot of people have asked me, what's the point here? You know, and I think it's terrific. I think it's a great spark for our NRL season. And as a code, I think it's pretty exciting. And I think after the Super Bowl too, it'll ramp up over there. Like a lot of people,
true, yeah.
It's a bit quiet over there. I thought, well, they're their major games about their Super Bowl. I think after that, a bit like when our rugby league season finishes and you turn the telly on the next weekend, you're bored straight away. You go, isn't that footy on? So I think once that happens over there, hopefully they go, you know what, we'll go and watch these mad Australians bash each other with no pads and helmet on. So hopefully it can really ramp up then.
All right, mate. Good luck with it. Only four. Can you believe it's only 4 weeks to go until the footy season kicks off? How exciting, mate! Good luck with that trip to Vegas, and I look forward to my Mighty Bunnies taking on the Roosters in round three of the NRL. That'll be exciting.
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll let you go, Justin. Thanks for your time tonight on Sports Day, mate.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open, World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day.
Sure is. Welcome back to it. The text machine's blowing up tonight. Satsy.
A lot of passion for Jared Waria Hargraves.
Sure is. I'm going to read one out to you, though. Evening Sports Day team. My mail is Wayne is heading to Liverpool to replace Klopp.
Jurgen Klopp, yeah. Yes. He's resigned, the manager. My son is shattered.
Kiwis could do something a bit different and look at Michael Chica. With Kalis and Jones, maybe his assistants. That's from Brisbane Eel.
That's
thanks
a really good nomination, Brisbane Eel, I've got to say. Good shout out. I like it.
What else you got?
Sats, can you please get your Uncle Wayne, the super coach, on the line so you can quiz him
Hello?
And say it to his face? Don't be shy, 465. So that's about me saying, oh, listen, I just don't think they need him, which I don't think they do.
Yeah, you are tough when you're not talking to them.
Please.
And then you melt.
Mm.
If Wayne rang now, you'd melt.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Cam said, can you add the Broncos to the what segment? They gave Tom Brady a jersey with number 24, not number 12.
Oh, you... No, what?
What?
No, seriously, they didn't, did they?
Oh, they must have, Cam. Yeah. Cam wouldn't lie.
Scorpion says... have you seen the recent local rugby league footage of a C-grade... With a touch judge having a cigarette on the sideline.
He should have been in the documentary, the rugby documentary.
That's right. Yeah. All right, we've got to go to a break. Up soon, Benji Marshall breaks his silence.
What?
That's coming up. This is Sports Day. Back in a moment.
The all-electric Kia EV9. Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The all-electric Kia EV9. Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to it. It is a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here. 0457 736 736 is our text number. I was just talking to you boys in the break. Daddy Vass asked a very... He's not a big cricket fan, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's rugby league through and through, which is good. But he says, is the cricket season over? I said, no, mate. I said, we've got ODIs coming up against the West Indies. We've got T20s coming up against the West Indies. No one cares about... One days, 50-50s. Okay. I said, then we're playing tests against New Zealand in New Zealand.
Yes.
And then T20s and one days. I just tell you, the first test in New Zealand, I think it might be Wellington. Correct me if I'm right. First 4 days is sold out.
Really?
Yep.
I mean.
Sure, the crowd's only.
The grounds over there hold. Well, it's not Eden Park. Well, they wouldn't be playing at Eden Park, would they?
No, I'll have to look it on the cricket app, but I thought...
Sold out. That's awesome.
First 4 days.
Yeah.
So, and mate, they're hanging out for some good competition.
So, I mean, better crowds than what we had with the West Indies.
The Brisbane crowd.
4,000 people one day. That included the people working in the hot dog stands.
I was talking to an Uber driver yesterday, Indian, of course, and he loves his cricket, right? I love...
Whoa.
But I mean,
Toyota
Indian,
Camry?
As in... No, it was a Kia.
Okay.
It was a very nice Kia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him because every time I get in a taxi with an Indian driver or packet, they just love talking cricket.
Sit in the front, back?
I sit in the back.
Yeah, I'm a front man. Yeah.
What?
I love the front.
I'm a back guy.
Yeah. No surprise.
Anyway, we're talking about he went to the last day, the fourth day at the Gabba.
Yep.
He said, yeah, there's just no one there. And I said, oh, how much did you pay for your ticket? Now, this is ridiculous, right? $30 to go on that fourth day.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yep. You're actually present for one of the
great
days of cricket.
But you know it, like Australia, what, two for bugger all going into that last day. You think they go, you know what, we're going to throw the gold coin donation.
You know what, I thought the last probably two or three hours.
Throw it open.
I thought the Brisbane public would have converged on the Gabba to try and witness
but
something.
But not at $30 for the cheapest ticket, you're saying? Yeah. So they've done it before, Cricket Australia, when it's been a last day and they're not expecting a good crowd. They normally just go gold coin donation. Not a gold cone, by the way.
Mm.
Don't rock up with that.
Yep.
But a gold coin donation, let everyone come and see. May imagine having 30-odd thousand there on that final day. It would have went nuts.
Do you think they would have got 30,000 even if it was free?
Well, they would have got more than 4,000. They could have donated that money to whatever charity. I mean, at 4,000 people, they're losing a ton of money anyway, right?
Mm.
On that particular day.
They'll lose more if they open the gate.
Yeah, but you know what? What about the goodwill they get from it? Anyway, that's interesting. So the reason we're saying this, the Alan Border medal is on tonight.
You're saying
Mitch Marsh's favourite, right?
Candace Warner is the outright favourite to win the medal.
That's a name I haven't heard for a while. How's she going?
I don't know. No, just since Davies retired, that's sort of...
Well, he's back for the T20s, right?
But
I saw a photo of the lovely two of them sitting in business class on there as he'll summons back from...
Hunter Valley?
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, a bit too far for a helicopter.
Yeah. But Mitch Marsh is apparently the favourite to win the Alan Border. Hey, talking about Alan Border, we had a topic that Daddy Vass threw up the other night about things that like size, when size matters, you know.
What's happened, miles away? I know.
Yeah, and one of the listeners texted in and said, "Oh, I met Alan Border once. I couldn't believe how tiny he was."
Yeah, that was a guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he backed up again the other night when we put that topic up. I had to do a thing in Sydney yesterday, and David Boone was one of the people.
You've been names dropping.
Yeah, a bit of a jock sniffer yesterday, but talk about tiny, like short. David Boone, he'd be 5'6" on a good day.
And that bloke put away 50-odd beers on two flights.
I know. I don't know where he fit it all. But in saying that, his moustache is still very thick. He's got an earring. And
he's still a third umpire or match referee.
Match referee.
What a gig that is.
But just to think that those guys were that small going up against the likes of your Ambroses and your Joel Garners, it blows your mind away.
Mm.
Blows your mind.
Do you think Mitch Marsh deserved a winner this year? In all seriousness, take out the candy stuff, but I think so.
Without looking into the statistics and games played, and obviously I don't get into it with that much depth when we're approaching a footy season. But from the outside looking in, Travis Head would be a discussion.
I thought it may have been his leading up to what happened until what happened at the Gabba.
See, what you do straight away is we look at the batters. Our bowlers.
It's got to be Cummins, I would
say. So our bowlers have been saving us.
Yeah.
So it's got to be, it'd have to be a bowler. It has to
be Cummins.
I put my money on a bowler, Cummins.
It has to be Planet Pat. Or, Usman Khawaja had a good year with the bat as well.
He did
International Player of the Year.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting tonight.
And I don't know the voting system, like our Dalliums. I don't know what it is with the Alan Border medal. I don't know whether
you've got to watch the games.
Just watches all the games.
AB does. He goes over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Then he rings heels and goes, what do you think?
What do you reckon? Need more Queenslanders. That's what heels will be saying. Quick question. I don't know if you guys, you probably did talk about it, and we'll get back onto rugby league in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
What was the general consensus from our listeners last week about the Smith opening Green at four?
Mixed.
Mixed, was it?
Yeah, mixed. A lot of people saying, some were saying, Shield cricket's not what it used to be, so it can't really be used as a litmus test. Others were saying,
what are you going to use if you don't use that?
Well, exactly. But others were saying, listen, if we're going to use it, why don't we, build this depth by bringing these players in, like your Bancrofts and your Renshaws, whatever it may be. Interesting enough, talking to David Boone and Kerry O'Keefe was there as well.
You are named.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, but he made a really good point, actually, Kerry O'Keefe. He was saying, I think what we're doing at the moment is we're picking the six best batters and we're just trying to fit them in. Yeah, and so he said, oh, we've got to get Green in. We need someone to open. Smithy, do you want to open? He goes, well, yeah, I love Australia. I'll do whatever I have to do. Yep, yep, put me out there. But in the long run, is it going to be the best thing for the team? So basically what he's trying to say is they picked the best six batters, they think, and we've just got to fit them in, rather than saying if you're not good enough to make it in your number three, number four, number five, whatever it might be. Unfortunately, that's where you build your depth.
Yeah.
So, you know, the argument that Steve Smith should be opening, even though he just fell short of a century, is still a debatable one.
I think the Smith thing was a pass, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think the entire over the two tests against the West Indies, their batting lineup was a fail.
Mm.
You couldn't possibly give them a pass mark.
Yeah, the analogy I use is, let's look at Queensland State of Origin this year. If we look at the fullback position, you've got the Dalian Medal winner of the year,
yep,
Callum Ponga, who stood back from Origin last year. Rhys Walsh gets the jump on him.
By the way, just on that, his response to that question was, and look for that on our socials.
Unbelievable maturity.
Yeah, unbelievable it was. You're right.
And good question from Rat. You know, he said, would have you made that decision when you were younger? No, I probably wouldn't have.
No.
So in saying that, the analogy I was using yesterday with the cricket discussion was Callan may miss out on Origin if everyone's playing well and healthy. Rhys may get the jump. Benny Hunt and Harry Grant will probably be the 14 and 9. Do you throw Cale in the centres just because he's one of the best players? Or do you just say, unfortunately, Cale, you're 18th man, and if you get on, you get on.
So, there'll be an injury and you'll get a chance.
So I suppose that was the discussion around domestic cricket and whether the Australian selectors are making the right decisions or whether they're making them just to try and fit everyone in.
I just didn't like two all-rounders in the top six. And as I said weeks ago, I was worried about if we were two for nothing, and we were two for bugger all against the Windies on a couple of occasions, I just didn't feel comfortable Green coming in at four. And then if we lost him, you've got Travis Head, who's a natural player. You don't want him coming in at three for bugger all. So
yeah,
not that he contributed much anyway, but scoring a king pair in that last test anyway. What are your thoughts? 0457 736 736. We're here for Kia, World Gym Australian, Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au.
Yeah, well, it's Canara Cowboy who texts in about Alan Border and couldn't believe how short he was. Yeah.
I was going to say to you, Rooster Muzz has been on the text tonight saying it's his pension day. I wonder how many times he was on the Bottle Shop Express courtesy bus today. Now, I've missed Rooster Muzz. I've missed him.
Now, Rooster Muzz would be the sort of guy you'd like to go to Bali with. I think Crime Scene would be there.
Oh, could you imagine? Danger?
Danger. Well, Danger had obviously the cyclone up there last week. We checked in with him a couple of times.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah. There'd be a couple of guys, I reckon, if you went to Bali. You'd be able to take the whack pack to Bali, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Crime Scene and Glenn and Danger, Sporty Gav. Big J Dog, Fitzy.
Big J Dog's. Hey, Willie, welcome back. We had some other flog last night. No, Julian. Steppo. Julian's actually a very good broadcaster.
Great guy.
I'm not even up to his standard.
Damo
from Nara says, Woogie and Sats, we should move the Perth test to New Zealand next year. Yeah, they might get some people then.
Mm.
Two mistakes. They're the two big, and I'll finish it on this now. And I think it's been a wonderful summer, and we've still got the ODIs, the T20s to come, and, you know, looking forward to it. And we had that caller before, Damo from Ballina, but it's been a really, considering it was on paper, it was a poor summer, it's actually been pretty good. And it has actually been a really good summer. I've fallen in love with the Big Bash again. We've had some really good internationals, although maybe next summer, let's keep them there till the finals. That probably makes more sense than anything. But I think this year's been a really good cricket season. I forgot what I was going to say, but never mind.
Probably about the Roosters.
Oh, the two mistakes. Oh. No, the two mistakes I think Cricket Australia made. One was putting the first test at the in Perth and putting the last test in Brisbane. And you don't put the last test in Brisbane when everyone's already back at work and back at school. It's just wrong timing.
Mm.
It's got to be the first test of the summer. Be interesting to see what happens against India later on this year.
What else is happening? Oh, this, you saw this on social media today. And look, as a Rabbitohs supporter, I'm jealous. This team that the Roosters are expected to put on the paddock in 2024 ain't bad, Sats.
I've got to say, when we go through this side, predicted round one side, but we're going to throw Jared Ware here, Hargraves, because our GoFundMe page, we're going to convince the NRL that they'll drop the suspension the 1 week, and it'll be given a $5,000 fine.
No.
And the GoFundMe page is going to pay that. So the Roosters' predicted side for, say, let's say round two, if JWH is back. Fullback Tedesco, winger Sualii and Dom Young. Joseph Manu and Billy Smith in the centres. Luke Keary, Sam Walker. JWH, Brandon Smith, Lindsay Collins. Nat Butcher, Siwa Wong, Victor Radley. And on the bench, you've got Spencer Leanu, Egan Butcher, Satili Tupanua, and maybe a Sandon Smith or a Terrell May. That's a top two side.
Top two?
Yeah. That's a premierships winning side if they get there.
So they're knocking off the Panthers this
year?
No,
I don't think they're knocking off the Panthers, but they could, mate, if you're in a top two, you're in the fight. That's one of the most impressive lineups I've seen for a while. Taking Panthers out of the equation, that's one of the most impressive lineups.
So why, Waria Hargraves, why are you doing your GoFundMe? They don't need him in round one in Vegas.
No, the game needs him. And there's some that agree and don't agree. Mick, our publican from Margaret River, says JWH has clotheslined more people than they do in the WWE. He needs to pull his neck in. He's never going to change, Mick. He's never going to change. I've just read that Whiten, who retired from rep footy, is able to use the All-Stars game and Jared is not. Typical cheating Rabbitohs, Josh says.
Josh. Hey, what about fly kick to the head? Says the cricket isn't on enough during the summer. Yeah, good point. Two, three times. I think it was one day we had four games of cricket.
Oh,
how good was it?
Yeah. Josh says, scrap the rep suspensions, give them massive fines, justified because they're getting paid a bonus outside of the salary cap anyway. And once there is a hole in their pocket, the discipline will tidy up quick smart.
Yeah.
Rugby league players love their money.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Mm. But it can't be a small fine. I mean, I know you and Badge banged on about this for years.
Yeah.
There can't be a small fine.
Mm.
You know, you can't, as you used to say, someone who's on $500,000, no point fining them $5,000.
Yep.
It's 1% of their salary.
Well, if you're Ryan Madison, you just take weeks off.
Oh, that was really...
Don't pay the fine. Sorry, Steve. Hey, Steve, just really quickly, while I just mentioned your name, you love reading books and audio books. Just finished a great book. You know how much we love our boxing? It's called The War, and it's the book about Marvis Marvin Hagler up against Thomas Hearns.
Yeah.
It's one of the best books I've read, one of the best boxing books I've read, Steve, so get on it.
Hey, just on some footy news before we go to a break, we can expect to see Ryan Pappenhausen back real soon. He had this to say.
Even though I'll be confident with my ankle and I know I'll get back from it, I just want that clarity around, okay, I can move the same way. I think I was a bit overwhelmed with emotion, disappointment, not again, who have I let down? I think visually just seeing my foot that way probably didn't help. There is luck. Without a doubt, there's luck in every part of life, but I feel like the harder you work, you're going to put yourself in a picture for that luck to find you. I think I might be playing a trial game, so I don't know which trial game it is, but, yeah, beauty.
You wouldn't wrap him in cotton wool for trials?
No. Physically, he's going to be fine. He looks $1 million at the moment, earns $1 million, but also outside of that, from all reports, he's flying. So physically, he's going to be okay. Biomechanically, he's going to be okay, from all reports. It's getting the head right.
Yeah.
And you can't drip feed a player in round one, round two, round three. I think you've got to – I'd play him 20 minutes in the second trial.
Yeah, right, okay.
Depending on how many trials they got. The last trial before the season kicks off, I might play him, I don't know, half an hour. And then you tap back into him and see how his head is and how willing he is to throw himself into situations where if you're not feeling that good, you might be a little bit vulnerable about being twisted in tackles.
Yep.
And then round one, round two, I just bring him off the bench.
Okay.
There's no rush.
What are your thoughts? 0457-736-736. We all want to see him back on the field. We all want to see him fit, particularly around State of Origin time, just in case. 8833 if you're in New Zealand, or 1300-01-1170. Mike, you're in Brisbane, mate. How are you?
G'day, boys. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
In Calumbar.
Guys, good.
Yeah, very good, mate. Very good.
Calumbar, mate. Yep, good to hear you back. Fighting fit, Sats.
Yes, Sats is here. He's not fit, but
there you go.
Yeah.
How are you, Mick?
Yeah. Yeah, no, good, matey. I tried to cheer you up. I said to Jason to pipe you through some, laughs from, the Beastie Boys or like that. But,
yeah.
Yeah. But onto a serious note, I don't know if Cohen Hess is, might be just going to miss out in the Cowboys forward pack. I'm done the figures a little bit, and people have left Finifuiaki out of their side. But
you wouldn't want to do that, would you?
No. Mm. So I've got him in, and I've got young Tom Chester on the bench as well because he can play a lot of positions, and I think just having him around the edge of the ruck, he seems to be there when there's a try to be scored or a chip kick to be put through. And I can't find a place for Granville, but yeah. What do you think about that? And the second thing I'd like you to comment on is, do you think Chad Townsend might see the writing on the wall and, he might try to leave the Cowboys a little earlier than the end of the year?
You know, Michael, I think what's going to be interesting for Chad is his relationship with James Maloney. And I think James Maloney might get something more out of him. And I think Tommy Dearden will probably play a more dominant role this year, not so much Chad. So I think that's going to be that'll sit in favour of Chad. And the interesting one you raise about Cohen Hess is naturally a back rower. They moved him into the front row now, which I think is his position. And you look at the players that are in front of him. You've got Griffin Neame. You've got Jermaine Tanua-Brown. You've got Jordan McLean. Finifuiaki, who plays in the back row. Luciano Leilu is in the back row as well. Ruben Cotter, who plays like a lock front rower position. So I think they'll find a place for him because he's in career best form, actually, since he's gone to the front row. But I've got to say, these young guys, they are just snapping at his heels.
Yeah.
All right, mate. All right, mate.
Okay, appreciate your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for your call, Mike. We've got to run,
stuff,
mate.
Good stuff, mate.
Before we go to the break, John from Harrington Park. G'day, mate.
G'day, well, yeah, Sats, how you going?
Good, buddy.
Hey, boys, the rumour about Letterman and Billy Crystal buying South.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I saw that.
Yeah, I heard another rumour that Harvey Weinstein wanted to buy the Tricolours.
Right, okay.
They were called the
No, rightio. Okay. I got that, didn't I?
You just got it in time. You just got it in time.
Oh,
hey, wouldn't it be good, but before we go to the break, wouldn't it be really good if you just had like a 10-minute period where people could just tee off and give their true thoughts about a subject?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what language you used.
Ten-minute
window.
No.
Can we try and promote that?
Why have I lost my Roosters thing, brown paper bag Roosters?
I think Rat took it off.
Did you let him around this side?
Yeah, Rat was playing with it on Monday.
All right, we're going to go to a break. This is Sports Day. More of your texts on the way next.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, hello. Welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here tonight. Let's get straight into this.
What?
Let's not muck around. What do you want to do? Do you want to do Bridesmaid, a Brisbane school, or?
Well, I think we do the Brisbane school Bridesmaid one because two separate what's, but around the same subject. So
Brisbane school is considering changing the year 12 exam so students can attend a Taylor Swift concert.
What? Oh,
really? What about this one last week? A bridesmaid notified her best friend, the bride, last week, live on radio, that she purchased Taylor Swift tickets before Christmas.
And hang on. What show was it?
It's Kyle and Jackie O.
No, it wasn't Kyle and Jackie O.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't. It was, I'll think of it.
Well, it doesn't matter. I was just wanted to play that.
But she advised the best friend and bride, who she's a bridesmaid for, that she's going to be leaving their wedding early so she can attend.
What?
Taylor Swift's concert on the same night.
Very Dave Warner, isn't it?
It's all, and it's in the Hunter Valley, the wedding.
There you go.
Same place.
What?
Same helicopter.
Davey.
I bet you she's a mate with Candace.
Yeah, Candy.
Yeah. Hey, what about this one? Ty Cobb. Mm. Now, Ty Cobb is in the Hall of Fame for baseball. But have a listen to this audio about...
Oh, hang on. I haven't got it. Keep talking.
Ty Cobb, when he was a player, and some of the most...
What era?
Oh, Ty Cobb was... I think he was like 50s, 40s, 50s, oh, okay. Ty Cobb. I'll look at that while we're talking. But some of the things they used to try and... 60s, yeah. Some of the things... no, not 60s. They used to try and adopt during baseball seasons. Like,
what, people?
Well, it wouldn't work today, put it this way.
Okay. This is it here. You ready? Yeah.
Ty Cobb once kidnapped a kid because he believed that he'd be good luck. He would, like, touch the little homeless black kid for, like, good luck. What? He put him in a uniform. He called him Little Raskus. Renamed this homeless kid. Then after a month or two, he was like, this kid's bad luck, and just left him thousands of miles from where he picked
Ty
him up.
Ty Cobb's the Hall of Fame, but Pete Rose
right.
is it?
Yeah. He made him sleep under his bed on the road.
What? Oh, it's a tough sell.
He'd do that a lot, though. Baseball has a gross history. Hunchbacks were considered good luck. So they would just give a guy with a deformity like a uniform and put him in the dugout, and guys would just kind of rub his hump. And then, I mean, it's pretty bad. It's really bad history about that kind of stuff.
What?
What about that? That's not
that's
only
cruel.
What, that's ridiculous. It's
yeah,
so Ty Cobb, he was in just the turn of the century, like 1913.
Oh, right. Geez, I'm glad I played that. Now I feel bad.
Oh,
you give me, on two occasions on this show, I've got my doggy paddle and something else mixed up. Well, Sats, I'm not the only one.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy paddle. Excuse me. He was found swimming 135 miles off the shore of Thailand near an oil rig.
Workers first spotted the dog.
I know. There's no way around it. So workers first spotted the dog last Friday swimming towards the platform. The crew was able to get a...
Some doggy style in Thailand near an oil rig.
That's just not you, eh?
No, it's not just me. It happens to the best.
Mm-hmm.
Got a what for us? 0457 736 736. Do you want to take him? It is pension day.
He's late today.
And it's late as well.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. How are you, Glenn? You good, mate?
Hello, Scotty. Hello, Justin. Welcome back, mate.
Thank you.
They finally got you off the beach in Bali, mate, did they?
Well, clearly, because I'm here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why didn't someone tell me it wasn't New Year's Eve today?
Why would you think it's New Year's Eve?
I don't know. I was out by a month. But anyway, apparently it might be Chinese New Year. So either way.
It's Waitangi Day the other day.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Toddy. That's Toddy Woodbridge.
Yeah.
As the losing Tipping Point contestant Janie called him the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Toddy, as a comedian, you make a very good...
You know what he did halfway through that story? He licked his lips. And it is gross. It's like...
Oh,
you're right, Rooster Muzz.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break. When we come back... Oh, actually, do a couple of texts before we go to a break.
Okay, we've got a lot of JWH here. Sats, come on, international is an international... Sats, have you checked the criminal records of some of the NRL players? Should they be allowed to play? Yeah, from more reports, they don't have convictions.
If it's a bit shaky, they'll just be put on a plane to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
Just walk through.
And also, when in relation to WH, Whiten okay for Vegas, but JWH not, Rabbitborough Tomorrow says.
Is Whiten on a... Is he on a suspension, is he?
I'm actually not sure. I've seen predicted teams he's not in it.
Actually, I think he is.
Yeah.
He is suspended.
As much as I enjoy watching JWH, this is the honest, John, the honest used car salesman. He says,
hang on.
What?
As much as I enjoy watching JWH play the game in an old-fashioned way, matter of fact, I love it, and I don't even follow the Roosters, but he already got three matches taken off his seven-week suspension, because of the Pacific Championships. That's a win for him. No Vegas for you. And he makes a good point there, but I do want to still do a GoFundMe page to pay a fine instead of the
move on
the suspension. And John, the honest used vehicle salesman, will back me up, I think.
Simon has been on the text, said Captain Climate Change Pat Cummins just won an award for having solar panels on his dog kennel.
He doesn't.
Simon from Mount
Simon
County.
Does not.
Well, I'm just reading it out.
Mm. G'day, champs. G'day, champs. Where did that go? There we go. G'day, champs. You know how things come in threes. That includes flogs, elbow, Warner, and the bridesmaid. Relax about my Roosters. JWH and Victor stop being a liability with their discipline. We are no chance. Yeah, you make a good point. Also, Daniel Tupou not in the 17. Brad from Redhead. That's how good their club is this year.
Yep.
That Daniel Tupou could miss out on a first grade position.
Hey, I want to go to the break with this. Michael from Dromoyne says Amy Winehouse is a much better singer than Taylor Swift. Well, hard to compare.
I was never a fan, Mike, from Amy Winehouse.
Mate, have you seen that doco about her life?
Yeah.
Brilliant, mate.
Didn't like her as a singer.
Beautiful singer.
Mm.
Now, obviously, you can't compare her, who deceased, versus Taylor Swift.
No.
My daughter's going to Taylor Swift.
Oh, there we go. Josh says he was suspended for biting.
Jack, he was Wyden. Too.
Was he
was
really?
Too. Yeah, that's right. He is missing round one.
Yeah, he hasn't been in any predicted sides, so, but he's allowed to use his in the All-Stars game, apparently, because he's retired from rep footy.
Well, that's fair enough.
No. I'm okay to use the rep games.
You're arguing against yourself here.
And
you know that.
Trials and All-Stars.
Training
I'm
sessions.
I'm okay for that, but it can't be one and not for the other. It should be all.
Well,
across the board.
I'm not saying Waria Hargreaves is dumb, but why didn't he retire? Oh, that wouldn't have made a difference.
Mm. Does he make your origin side?
Why didn't he retire?
Mm.
Okay, why didn't he retire from rep football after the Pacific Nations?
Who?
Waria Hargreaves. Because then he could use the All-Stars game as a game.
If he gets picked, of course.
Oh well, he's picked in the New Zealand team.
Yeah, that's controllable, but.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to help. Oh yeah, break time. Sports day. When we come back, Simon Orchard from Greyhounds New South Wales joins us.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open, World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia, improving lives through fitness. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. The dogs.com.au, home of Greyhound Racing. Chances are you're about to lose. Simon Orchard, just at the back of our chat tonight, I'm going to talk to you about some hockey as well, but let's get into some Greyhound New South Wales news here. Richmond Straight Cup, Gosford Summer 600.
It's all happening, isn't it?
And the Muswellbrook Cup all on this week. Mate, you must be flat out.
It's like Super Bowl work for you.
Or for the Greyhounds.
I know. I complain when you come out of that Christmas period and you sort of, not twiddling your thumbs, but you're spinning on your axis trying to work out, all right, where do I point my attention? And now here we are, the triple treat this weekend. I'm actually on the drive. I went up to Hawk's Nest today, boys, to film a little thing with one of the runners in the Muswellbrook Cup. His name's Murrundi Boy. His trainer reckons he's absolute Buckley's at winning the race, but it's a great yarn. So look out on the dogs.com in the next couple of days. We went to the beach, so it was good gallivanting around on the sand with Murrundi Boy. But you're right, Richmond Straight Cup, it's worth 25K. The Summer 600, which is really greatly named, worth 40K. And then the Muswellbrook Cup, the richest race in Muswellbrook history, all happening this weekend, boys. If you want to have a bet around some of these races, the Richmond Straight Cup, honestly, I don't use the word moral too often, but there's a dog by the name of Shall Not, who's only lost twice in about 23, 24 starts up the Richmond Straight. I'm not suggesting that you necessarily bet on him because he's going to be pretty short, but he's bulletproof. He's drawn perfectly in the wide box. For those who don't know, they race in dead straight line, so the lure runs up the middle of the track. It's really hard for dogs to get in trouble. Now that I've said that, I'll probably put the mock on him, but I spoke to all seven other trainers during the week, and they all declared this dog as the winner. They said that we're racing for second. We just cannot beat him at his best. So watch Shall Not Go. If you want to have a bet, put him in the first spot on your trifectas or your quinellas, however you want to do it, and he should win. So that's the Richmond Straight Cup, the Gosford Summer 6 Hundy. This is a great race over 603 metres. Father Rick, this is the dog named after the local passer for Ray and Sharon Webster down in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales. They're at the pub. The priest came up and said, have you got any dogs? If you've got a good one, name it after me. Father Rick emerged, and he's just been an absolute star, boys. He's won close to 200 grand at the moment. He's over 4 years of age. He's going to jump from box two, and if he jumps like he has been in the last 6 months, they probably won't be able to catch him. There's some good dogs in the race. FaZe Magic in box one won a group one race in the last month or so up in Queensland, so don't discount it. And there's a young dog by the name of Off the Richter who promises to be pretty special in the next 6 months. So that's how you play the Summer 6 Hundy. And then Musselbrook Cup, I'll head up there on Sunday, the old hometown. Thankfully, last week we had a bit of controversy. One of the heat winners, it was touch and go whether they were going to get cleared to run. The stewards ended up clearing the run, and Embrace will start in the final. So I know some people are thinking, what does that actually mean? Essentially, boys, she was leading the heat. She saw something at the corner of her eye and just sort of slowed up a little bit, which is a bit of a no-no in the dog game. It turns out it wasn't a streaker. There was just a big shadow across the track, which first time she was there, she hadn't seen the place. She balked a little bit and then continued on. But she's a Group 1 winner. She's going to take her place in the final, and rightly so. So it'll be between her and the two Gat dogs, Ritza Debra and Leg Speed. Leg Speed broke the track record. Boys, it's all happening. I'm out of breath because the Greyhound game, it's never been better. Yeah, and we cannot wait to see what happens.
Great week. Great week. Now, another dog that we absolutely adore and love is Fat Pizza. But Nicholas Kilner, Fat Pizza's trainer, and Fat Pizza's been unsighted. Just got to put that out there, which I don't
retired?
Like.
Retired?
No. I don't like. I've got to have a word to Nicholas Kilner. But his other dog, Unacceptable Bro, actually got up.
Oh, is this the one that was put in the... Was this the one that got stuck in the thing? Was
coming out backwards.
Yeah. And it won.
It's amazing,
not
right?
That race.
Who would have thought you put your dog in the right way and it comes out and you run faster than being put in backwards? For those that missed the yarn, yeah, it went viral on our social media there a couple of weeks ago. The dog just did a little dipsy-doodle in the boxes, boys, and came out rump end first. And, of course, didn't win. That was about 2 weeks ago. And then during the week, I get a text. I don't watch every race, but I get a text from the great man saying from the outhouse to the penthouse. And I thought it was the pizza. I'm not going to lie. I jumped up for joy. And then I saw it was Unacceptable Bro. And I thought, oh, good on him. He's got to have a win in his life every now and then, Mr. Kilner. So Unacceptable Bro has bounced back. Fat Pizza, yeah, as you say, unsighted. And let's be honest, it's probably better that way right now on the track. We want to see the dog win its maiden race. But I want to see it get to this 100. I want to see it break the record. And I know there's some other dogs around the country, boys, just creeping ever closer to our boy Fat Pizza in terms of race starts for no wins. So come on, Pizza, get back out there.
Yeah, right here. Get back to your losing best. Thedogs.com.au, the home of everything greyhound racing in New South Wales. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Before you go, we see that Kookaburra's star goalkeeper, Andrew Charter, came forward during the week with a post. Now, you being a former Kookaburra yourself, he says, it's a sad day for my sport. For the first time in 14 years, I was presented with my playing jersey, lacking a major front sponsor. First time in 14 years. I've got to say,
I'm sorry to sound arrogant here, but I didn't realise the Kookaburras
who was their
had
sponsor?
Major sponsorship on the front of their jersey. I thought it was one of those jerseys that you just never tainted. You left it clean.
Yeah, it's not. That's not disrespectful, Sats. And I'm going to zag a little bit here, boys. I guess everyone's probably thinking, well, he'll jump on the pile here and say, fair enough, we need a sponsor. But I understand the commercial world, and I get that there's not a lot of eyeballs on the Australian hockey teams to begin with. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't have a major sponsor. But the big kicker here, which I think is being overlooked just a little bit, the Olympics are so heavily protected, boys, in terms of the rights and the sponsorship and who can bandy their name around. So if you were sponsoring the Kookaburras, you'd have to pull the jersey sponsor off the front of them for the biggest tournament that they'll ever be in. Mm. So, if you think about it that way, there's not a lot of commercial value for a team going to an Olympics. That being said, there is a tournament called the Pro League, which is kicking off in the next couple of weeks, which travels around the world for the best part of 3 or 4 months. The games are televised. All the best countries in the world take part. Australia didn't do so well in it last year, but this year, of course, being the Olympic year, they'll be preparing a lot better, and a lot of the more senior players will take part in it. So, if a sponsor did jump on board, you would get some good exposure through that tournament. But the Olympic Games, whoever sponsors the apparel, for instance, takes over. They're clean skin on the front, and it's not like footy. It's not like rugby league or AFL, where you can just put whatever you want. V8 supercars, they've got a million sponsors on the dashboard. Mm. It's a little bit different at the Olympics. So, it is sad. I understand it. But at the same time, hockey's never been flush with sponsorship, with resources. I remember playing in India one time, boys, in a World Cup 2010. We showed up with no sponsor on the uniform. And within 24 hours, we had something ironed on the front called Imperial Blue CDs. And CDs was written pretty bold. And we said, hang on, what's Imperial Blue? It turns out it was a whiskey company were trying to cover up as a CD company. So
that's brilliant.
That was about, that was 14 years ago. And that was probably the first sponsor we had. And, there has been some good partners ever since. But unfortunately, you just have to look at the value of jumping on board. The Kookaburra is one of the most successful sporting teams in Olympic history. Don't get me wrong. Love the team. Love the boys and the girls as well. But from a commercial point of view, everyone's tightening the purse strings at the moment, aren't they?
All right. Well said, mate. Well said. Simon Orchard from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, mate, and former Kookaburra. We'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers, boys.
The all-electric Kia EV9, Kia's largest electric seven-seat SUV. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. World Gym Australia, train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day.
We're about to get out of here. Before we do, just a quick community update. Thanks to FireCope, be alert and prepared this bushfire season. There's a large bushfire near Mini Water, north of Coffs Harbour. If you're in Diggers Camp or Woolleye, please continue to monitor conditions. Stay up to date on all bushfire warnings online. rfs.newsouthwales.gov.au in that community update brought to you by FireCoat. The all-new FireCoat, the first paint proven to protect property in high-risk fire conditions. Available Bunnings Warehouse. Have you still canned the last laugh?
Yeah, Cam's been doing it.
Oh, so Cam's doing it?
Mm.
Okay.
Bondi Jack says, Scotty, I doubt Toops misses. That's Daniel Tupo, misses out. Billy Smith is the fall guy for Young. Dom Young, but I wouldn't put it past Trent Robinson to put Joseph Suaalii, a left centre. Again, Billy Smith's their project. I don't think he's going anywhere, Bondi Jack. But as a Roosters fan, I suppose you're pretty passionate about, I suppose you'd be happy that the worst case scenario is you've got the strength that you actually have in your squad. Guys, I've heard the Tigers and Richo have brought Greg Inglis on board to help out young Buller. That's a good move. He's a great attacking player, George and Minto. Yeah. We saw the images of that over the last couple of days at the Centre of Excellence for the West Tigers.
Good call.
They actually played a charity game together when Jareem Buller, I think he was about 17 or 18. 17, I think he was. So, they've been in contact before, and it's a really good call. Daniel from Prairiewood on the app says, the ambiguity around the NRL's decision to allow JWH and the Roosters use international games but deny the All-Stars game to be used has nothing to do with a limited number that can be used. After conversing with the senior journalist Brad Walter last night, he confirmed that there's no limit on rep games that can be used, and deny the All-Stars game is purely subjective by the chairman. Subjective? It should be black and white. Yeah, you're probably right. And we got here about Wayne Sats. Can you please get your Uncle Wayne on, the super coach?
You won't. You've already done that one. You won't.
I saw on a T-shirt that you live by the blubber, you die by the blubber.
Bubbler.
Oh, bubbler. Yeah. I thought talking about you at Bali. Oh.
Are we doing Last Laugh tonight?
On another day, JWH should be going to Vegas. They need to overturn the decision ASAP.
Well, he is going.
Matty says.
He's just not playing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then Whiten should play.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone should play. It's like an
best players.
Amnesty. It's an amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
Just hand your suspension in at the border.
Hi, guys. Just caught the last part of your talk about player fines relative to the salary, the GC Albatross says. In the NHL, which is the hockey in America, if a player gets suspended for 5 games, it's without pay. So depending on the annual salary, they could forfeit $60,000 to $150,000 to go into a player assistance fund.
Right, are we doing this?
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
Fellas, you wouldn't believe it. A guy broke into my house last night and he said he was looking for money. So I just got up and helped him look.
When's the joke coming on?
Exactly, Ken. That's right, abysmal. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight, participating on the text, phone calls. We love it, and we do appreciate it. Thanks to Justin Holbrook, too, the assistant coach at the Roosters. I said assistant at the Roosters for joining us. We're going home. I'm going home for a steak. Catch you tomorrow night. Thank you. See you, Satchy. Bye, everyone.
Good night.